Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. We share quick tips, things you can do right now, and then we add a little bit of chaos at the end of every episode. We also keep it short, like this intro. Let's check it out. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. And we got rid of this format for a few weeks because we were trying to see, hey, should we be releasing so many episodes or whatever? And so we got rid of What's Up This Week, but nice of many of you to reach out and say that's like your favorite episode. So we're bringing it back. I don't know how long we're bringing it back for, but here we are. We're doing it. This is where we share what's going on the planet with marketing and business and life, weird pop culture stuff. So what is going on? First thing we got to talk about is Reddit. Okay, Reddit's having a moment. Everybody's talking about Reddit, but forget about having a moment. Reddit ads are having a moment. Okay, now, why are Reddit ads having a moment? Because just in the last 3 weeks, Reddit released lead gen ads. What does that mean? So in the past, because my agency, we do a lot of demand gen, we've been running ads on Reddit for a long time. The issue on Reddit was that if you want to run an ad there in a subreddit or target, whatever, you would run your ad and then somebody would click on the ad and they would have to leave platform and check out whatever it is that was being promoted. Unlike on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn and the other platforms where you could run ads on those platforms. And let's say you was a newsletter ad that you saw, you click on it, it says register. You could register right there and not leave, you know, the Instagram Reels ad that you saw or whatever. Reddit didn't have that. There was nothing that kept you on the platform where you could actually do a data capture. But 3 weeks ago, Reddit finally released, and now it's really circulating, lead gen ads. So now on Reddit, you can do this amazing targeting. You can run ads on there pretty inexpensively where you can actually have the form right there on Reddit. Somebody could fill out the form and you can get the lead, the whatever. Now, this is fantastic. I'm going to tell you why. In general, when you run any kind of paid social media ad, I don't care if it's for $100 or $100,000, whether it's on Instagram, Facebook, now Reddit, LinkedIn, you name it, what you always want to think about is that you do not want to run an ad taking them off platform, meaning that if it's something we're trying to get somebody to register for a webinar, get a deal on a consumer product, sign up for a newsletter, sign up for information about an event that you're doing, whatever it is, right? A content download. You don't want to say click here and have them go to a website. You want them to do a data capture right there, a little form on the platform. Why? Because there's nothing more annoying on planet Earth than when you're on social media scrolling through it, you see an ad, you're like, oh, I'm into that. You click, yeah, I'm into that. And then it takes you off platform because it disrupts what you're doing. You're like, screw that, I don't want to do it. And by the way, that's when cost per acquisition goes into the stratosphere because it doesn't happen. Your cost per acquisition is incredibly low. I'm talking about under $10 usually. If it's a something you're not trying to actually sell, if it's some sort of free thing, a discount code, free guide, whatever, it's going to be under $10 acquisition, cost per acquisition on all those platforms if you keep them on platform. And now that Reddit has this, I think everybody should really be looking at testing the lead gen ads on Reddit. So that's a really cool, new, big, exciting update. I mean, the thing that took over planet, you know, Earth last week was that obviously Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift got engaged, whatever. But the thing that really showed me that humanity is really in trouble was that there's something called Polymarket. Polymarket is this platform that's built on like blockchain or whatever. And it's this prediction market. It's really a betting market where you can go on there and you can bet on random stuff. Okay. This dude back in, I think June, bet $12,000 via Polymarket that the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were going to get engaged. And he got $50,000. He won $50,000 because he got that bet right. What is going on? Can you imagine, like, you know what? I'm going to take $12,000. He was betting that they would get engaged in 2025. First of all, that seemed like a very good bet. I mean, I feel like that was going to happen too, but I still would not have put my own $12,000 on this nonsense. I mean, total. I mean, you can go on there and bet who's going to win the best Oscar. They have a bet on there right now about how many tweets or X's, whatever you call them, that Elon Musk will put out next week. I mean, Who's putting their money on this? What is actually going on the planet? I don't understand. And then the other useless news that I don't think is useless, Peacock, you know, from NBC, Peacock is coming to Amazon Prime. This is exciting to me. Why? Because I have no life. And on Peacock is some of the best reality shows. And now these reality shows are going to be that much more available on Amazon Prime. One of the reality shows I'm watching right now, which is actually probably one of the worst shows of all time, but you should absolutely watch it. It's called Plastic Surgery Rewind. Yes. So they have Dr. Dubrow. So that's the guy from Botched. Okay. He's the plastic surgeon. He's on there with some other people. And these famous people go on there that have had ridiculous plastic surgery, outrageous plastic surgery. And they go on there and they reverse their plastic surgery. This is a great and terrible show all at the same time. And it's on Peacock. So that means it's going to be on Amazon Prime, which is very, very, very exciting for me because I have no life, right? Yes, you agree. I'm so sorry you agree. Anyway, I appreciate you being here. Leave this thing a review. I'm scared if you leave it a review now. You're going to leave a review and be like, I thought this was a marketing podcast and I just learned about Plastic Surgery Rewind. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I talked about Reddit. There's that. So whatever. Appreciate you. Check you later. Have a great week. You did it. You made it to the end. But wait, the party is not over. Listen, I want to keep hanging out. Subscribe to this podcast. And if it wasn't the worst podcast you've ever listened to, give it a 5-star review. Why not? But you know what? I want to do even more with you. Go to gurumediahub.com and we can partner there. You can find out about all of our free events, all of our stuff. And if you're epically bored, go to jschwedelson.com and we could stay connected. You could find my newsletter and everything else I got going on. Thanks for being here and hope you subscribe.